DJ Carrot Stick. Here, let me plug it in. Yeah, yeah, you could totally work the board. So, what are we doing, DJ Carrot Stick?
Hold on. I have it almost set up. Let me.
Yes, almost set up.
Mic 4.
Oh, mic 4. Okay. Yes, sir. There is no mic 4.
Yeah,
I have to change the profile. Hold on. We're still. We'll get there. Don't worry. All right, you're mic 4, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you. Yes, you are. Why don't you tell us about the egg hunt that you wanted to get together for the Music Savage show?
That was not me. That was you.
Yes.
So don't lie to our viewers.
Viewers? They can view us now?
Listeners.
Where's the viewing capacity?
Listeners.
Okay.
Yeah, so you tell them because that wasn't my idea.
So we're going to try to get something together for the Music Savage show. And
our good friend Ryan.
Ryan D.
Woo!
So on Fridays, he's in from 7 to 9 a.m. And DJ Carrot Stick wanted to hide Easter eggs.
No, and, you did.
Well, not hide them, but you wanted to hide them really hard, really
yeah,
bad.
So
the
like
poor
hiding.
Man would have to spin his show and go through the studio and try to find these eggs.
Ryan could do it.
I doubt it.
I know, Ryan. Ryan, you're listening right now. Skype us with a thumbs up. If you
Skype
think I'm
us?
Right. Yeah.
We're not even on Skype right now. So bad.
Well, call in or something.
Call in? We can barely answer the phone.
You don't want to tell people.
Oh, sorry. We can answer the phone for sure. According to FCC guidelines, we'll be able to answer the phone. So can you... I can't even find Spotify on your computer.
Okay. What'd you do?
Nothing. I didn't even touch it.
It was on.
All right. Does everybody want to listen to me and DJ Carrot Stick fight? Alright. So...
I'm doing this upside down right now, so give applause to DJ Carrot Stick.
Yay! Oh my god, DJ Carrot Stick, you are so awesome!
I have never seen
a DJ upside down before.
Yeah, I'm pretty great, aren't I?
I know, but 5 minutes before you lost your plug, so I don't know how great you are. Okay.
This is the lady that couldn't work the board before me.
Oh, are we just going to throw insults at each other?
Yeah.
All right.
My parrot gets it. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
what's your parrot's DJ name?
DJ Parrot Dude.
DJ Parrot Dude.
You guys have no idea what you're talking about, but if you were here in real life, you would get it.
We have to, there's this huge thing on the desk. It says, WMFO DJs, please announce MFO Live Day.
I don't think you really need to.
Here at MFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 and 5. I love it when they set up shop here. It's so cool to see live bands. So you got the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsec. Sorry, I'm probably really butchering these names. Danielle Maraggio with Lisa Bassoni. Oh my god. Lily Black.
Do you want me to read them?
Oh yeah, you would do better. 62 Ghosts. Flight of Fire.
Will Daly. Flight of Fire, and I'm reading these upside down right now, so it's a little hard.
Celebutante.
Celebutante.
Oh my god, if we were here, we would totally come to this. 9 bands will be hosting. Yes, folks, that is 9.
9.
Log on to WMFO.org to check it out. I mean, that's so awesome to hear live bands.
So, DJ?
I ain't no DJ. I'm Gene on your scene.
Yes. Do you want to talk about the playlist we have set up for our loyal viewers?
Viewers?
Listeners.
They're not viewers.
No, next, so we're at radio right now. Next, we have our own talk show.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm already making a deal with Fox.
Oh, Fox? What's your pitch? Me and my mom are going to fight on the radio for hours on end.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, nobody's going to want to listen to that.
Yeah. It's kind of like the TV idea of reality toddlers.
Just actually go into any Walmart to the toy section, you could hear it's pretty much fighting the whole time.
No!
Or tune in to the DJ house to listen to, "Can you just bring your cell phone? Why? I don't want to bring my cell phone. Why? Can you put your jacket on?
Find that phone?
What's the weather outside?
I don't know."
Yeah.
Why are we yelling?
Because we're fighting.
We're weird.
Are the Fox executives listening to us right now?
I hope they are. Hi. No, but there's one more person we haven't introduced yet.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I gotta find him. I don't even know where he is. Where are you?
Hey, you coming?
Are you coming?
I think he's coming.
Hold on. He's going to come.
He's coming. Okay.
Is he in the bathroom? I don't even know where he is. Okay. Hold on. Okay.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hey, there he is. Hey.
How come he only says one thing?
I don't know.
He's not real. He's not real. Let's ask him a question. Hi, are you real?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm taking that as a yes.
No, I'm taking it as a no.
I say yes.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
See, he agrees with me.
All I'm doing is pressing a button and he says the same thing.
Okay, so what is the theme? 91.5
WMFO Medford.
Okay, you didn't answer my question.
Okay, sorry.
What is the theme of our playlist?
Steven Universe.
Yes.
Tell us all about Steven Universe, because I know nothing.
I don't know. It's a cartoon that I really like, and I think they have pretty good music. So
yeah.
So I'm going to play a few songs.
Okay, cool. Why'd you choose these guys? Why couldn't we do a SpongeBob hour?
We already did that.
What's your favorite SpongeBob song?
It's the best day ever.
Best day ever.
Why are you embarrassing me?
Oh, no. That's
kidding.
Not very cool. All right.
Okay, so let's play the first song.
Sure. Your wish is my command.
Yes, it is.
If I could begin to be half of what you think of me, I could do about anything. I could even learn how to love when I see the way you act. Wondering when I'm coming back, I could do about anything. I could even learn how to love like you. I could begin to do something that does right by you. I would do about anything. I would even learn how to love. When I see the way you look, shaken by how long it took, I could do about anything. I could even learn how to love.
Hello, that was Love Like You. For the end credits.
End credits.
That was Rebecca Sugar, the creator, singing.
Oh, did she create the whole show?
Yeah, probably.
Don't hit the mic with that thing.
I didn't mean to.
What is your problem? Hey, don't throw it at me.
Deal with it.
God, you're mean.
Yeah, I am, I know. You did great.
Yeah. Look, this thing lights up.
I know, I saw.
So, yeah, so did she create this? You know what? Can you just even tell me what Steven Universe is about? It looks like some dude in a shirt runs around with some people that look like aliens.
It's basically alien love drama thing. Yeah. Get Hulu and watch it.
Hulu?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah. I'm advertising for Disney. Yeah, so I'm getting paid for this.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, how much?
About, like, 100 per mention.
Okay, I want to see that. What would you spend your money on? I mean, Legos? I mean, 100?
Disney. Okay. I think I have, like, 500. I don't know. I'd probably spend my money on a cage so I could lock you up.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
You better be careful. Somebody like call and say, this poor woman and this DJ Carrot Stick is mortifying to whoever that woman. I'm going to buy a cage and lock
this you is
up.
Why people listen to us, though.
No, nobody listens to us.
We have like 24 people.
Yeah, they're probably, I don't know, it's probably streaming live in some hospital somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Okay, next song.
No, yes. Can you tell us about some of the characters, though? What's that really tall lady that where she talks like this and like she like has sunglasses on? I don't think I've ever seen her eyeballs.
Garnet. So this is the next song.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, actually. Wow.
Oh my God.
This is Garnet, back together. And I'm never going down at the hands of the likes of you, because I'm so much better. And every part of me is saying go get her. The two of us ain't gonna follow your rules. Come at me without any of your fancy tools. Let's go, just me and you. Let's go, just one on two. Go ahead and try and hit me if you're able. Can't you see that my relationship is stable? I can see you hate the way we intermingle. But I think you're just mad cause you're single. And you're not gonna stop what we made together. We are gonna stay like this forever. If you break us apart, we're just gonna make you up. And we'll always be twice the gem that you are. I am a again, because I am a feeling and I will never end, and I won't let you hurt my planet, and I won't let you hurt my friends. Go ahead and try and hit me if you're able. Can't you see that my relationship is stable? I know you think I'm not something you're afraid of, because you think that you've seen what I'm made of, but I am even more than the two of them. Everything they care about is what I am. I am their fury, I am their patience, I am a conversation.
Some fun, there's no time to hang around. our adventure's just begun. We'll be thinking about our friends as we chase the setting sun. But we're leaving them behind, we're on the run.
It's done.
Oh.
It's just like a little ukulele solo.
That's really cute. I like the ukulele.
Yeah. But the first song you heard is Stronger Than You. Then the second one was On the Run, obviously.
Where are they running to?
It's kind of like a big plot twist, the location, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so I can't say.
Okay.
Okay, so we're doing a trivia.
Yay, trivia. I think I'm going to send Easter candy out, an Easter egg, so you don't, like, an East, should I do Easter candy in the Easter egg thing, Brandon? DJ Garrett Stay?
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so the trivia question is...
What? Tell me. Can we use Google University?
No, You may not use Google. Like, come on, we want some fans here. Okay.
Okay.
So, what is the name of the ice cream that treat that Steven loves?
Oh, wasn't he on some planet somewhere and he had to keep... No, it ran out.
Yeah, it ran out.
And some... I've even seen this. Can I win this? Can I do
okay.
It? No.
I want to see you try.
No, let's do it off. But so
if no one calls after this song,
where do they call?
Well, they call to. Oh, they changed the station up. So, 855-915-9636. Again, 855-915-9636. So if someone doesn't call after this song, we'll see if DJ. I mean, Gene on scene.
I'm no DJ.
I haven't been here in a while.
I am Gene on your scene.
Yeah, but let's see if Gene on scene can get this.
Oh, what do I, if no one calls, what do I get? Like, if I win this?
Everyone listening has to, on their end, clap. Go, Gene on scene. Yeah.
Okay, the trivia question again is, what's Steven Universe's...
Favorite ice cream treat.
Favorite ice cream treat.
Okay.
All right. Do you think the ice cream truck comes... Oh, Auntie Lynetta's listening.
Oh, shout out to Auntie Lynetta. Woo!
Oh, and Ryan D, Music Savage
Ryan
Show.
Ryan D.
It's really embarrassing that he listens to this show because his show is so good.
I know. We're just a bunch of noobs.
Noobs? I don't even know what that is. He is so good on that show.
Okay.
He'll tell you when they're coming to town. He'll tell you when it was released. We can barely turn the mics on.
Hey, you can barely turn the mic
on. Okay.
The sun is bright, our shirts are clean, we're sitting up above the sea. Come on and share this gem with me.
Shout out to Auntie Norma too.
Any kind is fine, you see. Come on and share this gem with me. I'll do my best to give this gem the sweetness it deserves.
And I'll keep it fresh, I'm jamming on these tasty preserves.
Ingredients in harmony, we mix together perfectly. Come on and share this jam with me.
Maybe you're better off with her. I think she's better for you. I forgot how great it felt to be us. Guess I got carried away.
I had to use you to make me feel strong, but I don't care about that now. I see a tower built out of my mistakes, and it all comes crashing down. Is there something I can do? Is there something I can do? Is there something I can do?
Hello, that was Tower of
Mistakes.
Tower, that was Tower of Mistakes, then the Jam song. So right now, Gene on scene trying to answer the phone and failing miserably.
Stop it.
Okay, but...
button after pickup.
Okay.
Oh well, give him another song to answer that question.
Okay, one more song.
You should have been able to answer it from the board.
Well, I don't know how to do that.
I shake a leg.
It's Mr. Greg.
And he's here to spend his dough all over the town.
He's got the bucks.
I've got the bucks.
It's all deluxe.
It's all deluxe. When you're dining out with me, it's the finest steak and brie. And if I break a table, it ain't no... Whoa! Just built to my bank.
$100? Gee, thanks!
Those songs end abruptly.
I know. Well, it's a cartoon and it's playing in the middle of the thing, so and they're really short. So
can you say
I think the longest thing we've had is 3 minutes.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Can you say hi to Auntie Norma?
Hi, Auntie Norma. Shout out to her. Woo!
All right.
Okay.
Okay, it's kitty cat ice cream.
No.
It's a kitty cat. They're shaped like kitty cats.
No.
Yes, they are. I remember that episode.
That's
it,
not
it
the
was
name.
In the fridge, and he liked the kitty cat ice cream.
It's called Cookie Cat.
God. Cookie Cat?
Cookie Cat.
Why? It's so, an ice cream.
Because.
Didn't he eat it to get his powers? He's like whining because he couldn't get his powers. And then he thought he could only do it if he had that kitty cat ice cream thing.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find another question.
Okay. Doo, doo, doo,
okay, so we have another trivia question.
Kitty cat.
No. Lion is Steven's trusty pet companion. What is his superpower? So this time I'll give you a few... This is just for DJ, for Gene on Scene.
No, this is not quiz Gene on Scene Day. I'm not answering Steven
the
Universe.
Thing is,
I am not a fan. I barely even know who he is.
Okay, for everyone out there in Radio Land.
Radio Land.
Radio Land. Okay.
I'm on the radio.
So we'll give you two songs since the songs are
What's
short.
The questions again? Is Lion Friend is what?
Yeah.
His special
Lion
superpower?
Is Steven's trusty pet companion. Mm-hmm. What is his superpower? So you'll call the answer to 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. So yeah, let's play the next song.
Oh my God, I can't wait for the next 2 minutes of bliss.
Actually, it's 1 minute.
Oh God.
I could never be ready for this. I could never be ready. starting things end, and isn't it lovely in theory? But I could never be ready.
Updates. Okay, so let's see how many people are
watching.
24. Wow. Give it up for the listeners. Wow, you're really loyal.
Like no, it's just running in the background and they're probably watching TV.
I know, but like after the first minute, usually we lose mostly all of our listeners.
Way to advertise, DJ Carrot Stick.
Hey, I never
said... Is your goal to lose listeners?
No, let's play the game. How fast can we lose listeners?
Yeah, why are you still listening?
So, one more song.
Oh, you know what? You have done no... People don't even know what they're listening to. You've done radio station identification.
Hey, I don't see you trying to try.
WMFO.org, 91.5 Tufts, Medford Freeform Radio.
Okay, that's all you had to say.
Okay, and you got to do a PSA, too. Okay. Should the PSA be how to keep your listeners from not dropping off?
Okay, let's ask our trusty companion.
Oh, no. Oh, not him.
What do you think, WMFO guy?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
So you agree with me. That's what I thought. See, he agrees with me.
He's not a real person.
Yes, he is. He is here.
Where?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
See, now he's getting mad at you.
Oh, yeah. I could tell in his voice.
Okay.
So what is the...
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Well, thank you, Tim. We'll call him Tim. Thank you for being...
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to name all these people?
Yeah, we're naming them.
Auntie Lynetta didn't hear the question.
Okay. Not that she would know, but... Okay, let me repeat.
She could know. She could be a very big, huge fan.
Okay.
Is my mic even on?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Lion is Steven's trusty pet companion. What is his superpower?
Okay,
so let's play the next song. It's personally my favorite, but the beginning is kind of like, like it sounds really bad, but it gets better.
Would you wanna be here? What do you ever see here that doesn't make you feel worse than you do? And tell me, what's the use of feeling blue? Why would you wanna employ her? Subjects that destroyed her. Why keep up her silly zoo? Oh, tell me, what's the use of feeling blue?
An army has a use, they can go and fight a war. A sapphire has a use, she can tell you what it's for. An agate terrifies, a lapis terrifies. Where's the diamond when they need a blue? You've got to be a leader blue. Yes, of course we still love her, and we're always thinking of her. But now there's nothing we can do, so tell me, what's the use of feeling? What's the use of feeling? What's the use of feeling? Oh, how can you stand to be here with it all?
Here with it all.
Drowning in all this regret. Wouldn't you rather forget her? Oh, won't it be grand to get rid of it all?
Rid of it all.
Let's make a plan of attack. Start looking forward and stop looking back. Yes, of course we still love her, and we're always thinking of her. Don't you know I miss her too? But tell me, what's the use of feeling? What's the use of feeling? What's the use of feeling?
Okay, let's just cut it off.
Abrupt ending.
Right? Yeah, abrupt. Yeah, I think you're supposed to like smoothly go into it. Or
well,
like,
I did that,
out.
Then everyone started yelling at me. So
fading
now I'm
out,
making
yeah,
it like, abrupt.
You know, make it like.
Well, you guys yelled at me for like doing that, so now I'm not doing it anymore.
Oh, it's
now
all our fault.
Yes,
it's
it
all
is.
Our fault.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord. All right, so. I think the special superpower that his trusty companion lion has is he has nails of steel, and he's able to do stuff with it.
Like, would you look that
oh,
up?
Oh, wait a minute. No, Auntie just answered it. She said time travel. No?
Oh, my God.
Auntie, it's not true? Time travel?
Nope. And I know you guys are using the internet.
No, and here's she just texted me. It says, what do these questions have to do with?
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what she looked up. Lion what? It's just like this one time she said, oh, you got to read this book. So I went to the library, and I couldn't find a title, this. So I asked the reference librarian, I said, do you have the book this? Do you have this book? And she's like, what? And then I texted Auntie, and she goes, the book's not called this book. You have to read this book. Somebody asked for a song once. For this one.
Oh, karma chameleon.
No. They asked for Led Zeppelin, so they said anything by Led Zeppelin. So I went through and tried to find a song, anything.
Oh my God, you're so gullible.
Gullible? I don't think that's even a word.
Yeah, it is.
Time travel. I think you should send Auntie something for guessing time travel.
No.
Oh, she has another one.
What?
Transformation.
No!
I think she's doing all the T's.
No.
I think she Googled
no.
T's.
So do you want to hear the answer?
Yeah. Okay, yes.
It's,
before she responds.
It's
hurry up.
Teleportation.
Wait a minute. Teleportation, time travel is the same thing, right?
No!
Yes.
Teleportation is going into different, like basically instantly going to different places in your own timeline, like... When you're still alive.
Oh.
Or, yeah, when you're still alive. Or you're the... In time... You know, why am I even having this conversation?
I don't know, but you can't even explain it, so...
Respect me, I respect me. I don't need you to love me, I love me.
But I want you to know you could know me if you change your mind. If you change your mind. If you change your mind. Change your mind.
That was 43 seconds.
Yes, that's odd. That's the best 43 seconds of my life. I did some teletransportation in that 43 seconds. Are you listening?
Yes. Okay, so we have a new question. What is the name of a place where gems are grown?
In caves in South Africa?
No.
Oh, here's another question. So I know you're giving us... Oh, this is so funny.
What?
Auntie Lynetta just said, I found the quiz he's getting these questions from. Oh, then you should be able to answer the next one.
No.
And then she said, what is this music you guys are playing? I wonder what genre it is. tell us.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
It's a cartoon called Steven Universe, and okay. It's different songs from there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, get it.
Oh, don't be rude.
I'm just kidding.
If you don't like it.
Okay.
We should do a Donny Osmond playlist for Auntie. Okay. My favorite one. So we are playing music from Steven Universe. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, so stop texting us about what this music is.
Actually, we should just change it up a bit and play some Hamilton and just start rapping. What do you think, Lafayette?
No, we'll have to be unexplicit. Oui, mon ami, je m'appelle Lafayette, Sir Lancelot of the Revolution, that he said. I came from afar just to say bonsoir to the king, because it's why who is the best is moi.
Woo! Yes. Good job.
But yeah, Lafayette. After this, we'll play the unexplicit version of Hamilton.
Unexplicit?
Yeah, it has some swears in it.
Oh, that one rap?
Or no, we can play like the king, I half love. The songs.
Da, 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 da.
Okay,
da,
next song. Da, 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 da.
Thank you.
Okay, hate my job. I really ought to be in mourning, but I've got another shift this morning. Every day feels like it's never ending. What's the point of all this time I'm spending here at this dead-end job? Oh, we are the working dead, and we lurch for minimum wage. But I'd really rather be eating your brain. Look at you, you seem so bright and healthy, and your minds are full of joy and wonder. Stay 1,000 miles from the condition that I've got from all the stress I'm under. Don't come near me or you might encourage all these terrifying sudden urges. Seeing you make skipping work so tempting, don't you know that in the night I'm temping here at this dead-end job? Oh, we are the working dead, and we lurch for minimum wage. But I'd really rather be eating your brain.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. That's like all the good songs that I like, so.
Do we have any more? Because yeah. Abby really wants to hear Hamilton. We could do
Helpless.
Look into your eyes and the sky.
Hamilton.
Non. Which one? I like the King song.
How do you spell explicit?
Non-explicit. Well, when you look on Spotify, if you look under Hamilton, because we already have it, you see where it says explicit? My shot is explicit.
Hamilton, so, wait, I found it non-explicit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which okay. one are we going to... And let's all sing this loud and proud, people, because Patriots Day just happened. Ooh, yes! Go, Brandon.
1776. I memorized the song.
New York City.
Pardon me, are you Amber? Sir? That depends. Who's asking? Oh, sure. Sir, my name is Egg Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been
looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study when I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours. I may have punched him. It's a blur. Sir, he handles the financials.
You punched the bursar.
Yes, I wanted to do what you did, graduate in two and join the revolution. He looked at me like I was stupid. I'm not stupid. So how'd you do it? How'd you graduate so fast?
It was my parents' dying wish before they passed.
You're an orphan. Of course, I'm an orphan. God, I wish there was a war, then we could prove that we're worth more than anyone bargained for.
Can I buy you a drink?
That would be nice.
While we're talking, let me offer you some free advice.
Talk less.
What?
Yeah. Smile more.
Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for.
You can't be serious.
You wanna get ahead?
Yes.
Fools who run their mouths off wind up dead.
Yo, what time is it? Showtime!
Like I said.
Showtime, yo! I'm John Lawrence in the place to be. A 2 pints of Sam Adams, but I'm working on 3. Those red coats don't want it with me, cause I will pack, chicka plack. Cops till I'm free.
Hey, oui, mon ami, je m'appelle Lafayette. The Lancelot of the revolutionary set. I came from afar just to say bonsoir to the king.
Cause it's toi, who is the best? C'est moi.
Bra, bra, I am Hercules Mulligan. Up in it, loving it. Yes, I heard your mother said, come again. Hey. Lock up your daughters and horses. Of course, it's hard to have intercourse over 4 sets of corsets.
Wow.
No more sex. Pour me another brew, son. Let's raise a couple more to the revolution. Well, if it ain't the prodigy of Princeton College.
Aaron Burr.
Give us a verse. Drop some knowledge. Good luck with that. You're taking a stand. You spit. I'ma sit. We'll see where we land.
The revolution's imminent. What do you stall for?
If you stand for nothing, Burr, what'll you fall for?
Ooh, who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Ooh, who is this kid? What's he gonna do?
You say
The price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will
send a fully armed battalion
to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we had. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da. Everybody, da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hamilton.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see how many listeners.
Yep. Are we down to
24?
Are we down to zero?
Yeah. By now, we usually have zero.
All you have to do is sing. First, fighting like turns people off, and then start singing. What are you playing next, DJ Carrot Stick?
Gunge and Chips. I was going to play Right Hand Man, yeah. But since this is the non-explicit version, they don't have that.
And now, this is your last show for a while. Why? Are you retiring?
No.
From the radio station?
No, baseball's coming back.
Baseball?
Yeah, I'm playing for the Knights.
The Knights? The Knights of the Round Table?
No, just like the Concord Carl Knights.
Oh, okay. Well, don't hurt your DJ hand playing baseball.
I've already hurt my DJ ankle.
Uh-oh. Do you have anybody substituting for your show?
You. Because this is my show, after all. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next song.
It's your show.
Son, I can't see.
How does a ragtag volunteer army in need of a shower, somehow defeat a global superpower. How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire? Leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher? Yo, turns out we have a secret weapon, an immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman!
Horse battle reigns, wicked red coats weathered with blood stains. And I'm never gonna stop until I make a drop, I burn them up and scatter the remains down. Watch me engaging them, escaping them, enraging them out. I go to France for more fun, I come back with more guns and ships, and so their balance shifts.
We rendezvous with Rochambeau, consolidate their gifts.
We can end this war in Yorktown, cut them off at sea, but for this to succeed, there's someone else we need.
I know.
So he knows what to do in the trench, ingenuitive and fluent in French, I mean. So you're gonna have to use him eventually. What's he gonna do in the bench, I mean? No one has my resilience or matches my practical tactical brilliance. You want to fight for your land back?
I need my right hand man back.
Yeah, get your right hand man back. No, you gotta get your right hand man back. I mean, you gotta put some button to the letter, but the sooner the better to get your right hand man back.
Alexander Hamilton, troops are waiting in the field for you. If you join us right now, together we can turn the tide. Oh, Alexander Hamilton, I have soldiers that will yield for you. If we manage to get this right, they'll surrender by early light. The world will never be the same. Alexander.
The issue on the table. France is on the verge of war with England. Now, do we provide aid and troops to our French allies, or do we stay out of it? Remember, my decision on this matter is not subject to congressional approval. The only person you have to convince is me. Secretary Jefferson, you have the floor, sir.
When we were on death's door, when we were needy, we made a promise. We signed a treaty. We needed money and guns and half a chance. Who provided those funds?
France.
In return, they didn't ask for land. Only a promise that we'd lend a hand and stand with them if they fought against oppressors. And revolution is messy, but now is the time to stand. Stand with our brothers as they fight against tyranny. I know that Alexander Hamilton is here and he would rather not have this debate. I'll remind you that he is not Secretary of State. He knows nothing of loyalty. Smells like new money, dresses like fake royalty. Desperate to rise above his station. Everything he does betrays the ideals of our nation. And if you don't know, now you know, Mr. President.
Thank you, Secretary Jefferson. Secretary Hamilton, your response.
Come on,
you must be out of your goddamn mind if you think the president is gonna bring the nation to the brink of meddling in the middle of a military mess, a game of chess where France is queen and kingless, who've signed a treaty with a king whose head is now in a basket. Would you like to take it out and ask it? Or should we honor our treaty King Louis's head? Do whatever you want, I'm super dead.
That's
enough,
hilarious.
Enough, Hamilton is right.
Mr. President,
we're too fragile to start another fight.
But, sir, do we not fight for freedom?
Sure, when the French figure out who's gonna lead them.
The people are leading.
The people are rioting, there's a difference. Frankly, it's a little disquieting. You would let your ideals blind you to reality. Hamilton,
sir,
draft a statement of neutrality.
Did you forget Lafayette?
What?
Have you an ounce of regret? You accumulate debt, you accumulate power, yet in their hour of need you forget.
Lafayette's a smart man, he'll be fine. And before he was your friend, he was mine. If we try to fight in every revolution in the world, we never stop. Where do we draw the line?
So quick-witted.
Alas, I admit it.
I bet you were quite a lawyer.
My defendants got acquitted.
Yeah. Well, someone ought to remind you.
What?
You're nothing without Washington behind you.
Hamilton.
Daddy's calling.
They say George Washington's yielding his power and stepping away. Is that true? I wasn't aware that was something a person could do. I'm perplexed. Are they going to keep on replacing whoever's in charge? If so, who's next? There's nobody else in their country who looms
sometimes quite as large. John Adams? I know him. That can't be. That's that little guy who spoke to me all those years ago. What was it? 85? That poor man, they're going to eat him alive. Oceans rise, empires fall. Next to Washington, they all look small. All alone, watch them run. They will tear each other into pieces. Jesus Christ, this will be fun. Da 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 da. President John Adams. Good luck.
Yeah, that's the king for you.
Yeah.
So, this is going to be my last show for a while.
Okay.
And all you people. Yeah, you're on. All you people out there in Radio Land, I'm going to say goodbye for a while because we're signing off right now.
Yeah. But you'll be back, and
after baseball,
Gene will be on your scene. And actually, in a couple weeks, we're gonna have a DJ come in, spin live music.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Oh yeah. Oh, you don't have baseball that night, DJ Carrot Stick? No baseball.
Well, it's a special show.
Yes, and he's a DJ from New York City.
Yes, he is.
Oh, we are so excited for this. And
yeah, what's his name?
DJ John Voltans.
Started
started Boston Overdrive, so he's fabulous. And we are so excited.
Yeah, shout out to
And then don't forget, we're gonna have a live day in the studio, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's gonna be on May 4th. 9 bands are gonna play. I mean, I wish I was here, but I'm gonna be in New York City. What?
Which one do I play to put it on automation?
Oh.
Ops utilities?
So, sure to listen to the Music Savage show. And also, Kirsten, one of our DJs, did run the Boston Marathon, and she did so good. I actually had her bib tag texted to me to let me know where she was on the marathon route. She raised a ton of money. She's a great individual. I can't even believe she did it. It's awesome. I mean, I believe she did it. I couldn't do it. That's for sure. All right. So, DJ Carrot Stick.
I have no idea how to put it on automation.
It's just automation on.
Au revoir.
Just choose automation on. And then continuous play.
Is that an option?
And then I think, who's up next? The Burke? No.
Automation. Where does it say?
Hold on.
Hold on.
See, no, it's that one, continuous play. And then automation on is right underneath it. And you gotta put it on the board. RD, yeah, RD main. And see that green? Automation on? Yeah, and then continuous. Yeah. Is it?
Can we hear it? Okay.
No.
RD yeah, it's on. Main. It's on.
A little tongue-tied. There's a cold wind blowing through the night. Break the conversation. Mirror doesn't lie. Take a drink and it will be alright.